The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Praise the name of the Lord. Again, we are totally grateful to God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, for all he's doing, the things that God has done. We are completely blown away for God's consistency and presence. And the seven hallelujahs we shouted, I mean, it was just so prophetic. Praise the name of the Lord. And of course, like one of the testifiers said, that this is just the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we serve the God that keeps covenants. And I want us to just sing this song. Covenant keeping God.
There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. You're the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you.
God keeps and you know, for those of us that have a walk with God and you have children, you don't need to be afraid, because God will keep his covenant with you, with your children, to the third and fourth generation, and all at all in the name of Jesus. And, you know, when we were watching the video, I mean, a lot of things were coming to mind, the things that God has done. It is so important, you know, even in our lives, to journal and take note of the journey that God is taking us through, because you will see those recordings and you will be grateful to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So in 14 years God has been completely, you know, overwhelming to us with his love, with his presence. And you know, we started with a handful of people, and we are grateful to where God has brought us to as we anticipate where God is taking us to. I want to appreciate a set of people here today. If you have been with us for 14 years, only you, get up on your feet. Let's see these MVPs. Let's see these, you know, great. Look around you and just love them. Just give them a high five and say, wow. You are amazing. Okay, so keep standing. Now, I want to back it up a little, you know, bit. So to join those standing, if you were with us when we were in Oki Hotel, rise up and join them. Okay, the number increased a little bit. Hallelujah. Okay, so God bless you guys. I can see all of you starting off. And you guys are well dressed. You are dressed for the occasion. You know? So God bless you. You may be seated. So the point of this is that every house is built by some men. God's favorite house, by the grace of God, is where it is today because some people have been faithful. Some people have been consistent. And the truth remains that God will always use people. So you are here today because of these people and many more, you know, and we have to acknowledge that, and many more have been faithful. So the people that we will reach tomorrow are dependent on your own faithfulness today, are dependent on they are hinged on how you will be faithful today going forward. So a time will come that we will say, if you were at the 14th anniversary, you know, maybe, you know, down the line, you know, only you stand up on your feet and you will stand up. And the nations will clap for you. Now, if that is what is happening on this side of eternity, you can imagine the other side of eternity. God keeps records. God keeps record. So he says that for one person that converts to Christ, that comes to Jesus, that there is a party in heaven. Now, what we should realize is that God also takes note of the people that orchestrated, that yielded themselves to that orchestration. So God, through you and I, is building a thriving body of believers all over the world. We started, as you know, where you are seated, at Lekki in Lagos, Nigeria, and they we are in Ibeju, Lekki. We are in Calabar. We are in Cape Town. We are in Johannesburg. We are in Canada. We are in Dallas, Texas. We are in Costa Rica. We are in Colombia. We are in Paraguay. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, next month, we are going to kick off Gospel with House in Argentina. Why is this important? It is important because, you know, the world is going to get darker. If you wait for the perfect economic conditions to serve God, you never serve God. If you wait until you are a billionaire, you will not make the move. You see, many people today, the reason they are not serving God is that, oh, look at my life. I'm struggling in this area. I am struggling in that area. But God is saying to you, be fruitful. and multiply. God is speaking to you. He's saying, be productive. Be fruitful and multiply. Our vision, as you know, is to be filled with the life of Christ Jesus and released into our destinies, doing what? Taking the world for Him. You know, one of my missionary trips, I was sitting down with like the number two person of this particular nation, and he was curious. He had a very sharp mind, and he was asking me questions. I didn't know what his struggle was, but he was asking me questions, and I was telling him about Jesus, and I was pointing him to scriptures. When he was done, I think the guy was, by the grace of God, was blown away, and he was now saying that he can't. He said to me, "I can't understand you Nigerians." He said that the number one criminal in their nation is a Nigerian. Yet, I have another Nigerian in front of me telling me about Jesus, telling me about God. He was like, "What's going on with you guys? If we wait until Nigeria becomes perfect, we will not take the gospel of Jesus to the world. If we wait until our own personal lives become sorted out, we will not take the steps." And as we will see in this teaching of today, that God expects us to be fruitful regardless of our challenges, regardless of what surrounds us. So if you are going to be fruitful in spite of what is going on around you, I want you to shout hallelujah. And so it is as will be. As you have declared in God's presence, so it is and shall be in the mighty name of Jesus. The concept of double portion is, if you have been a Christian or you have been you've been in church for a bit, you will understand that what would come to your mind, and rightly so, is the story of in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9 of Elisha the prophet asking Elijah, 2 Kings 2 verse 9, asking Elijah, "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit." That was his request. He was requesting a greater spiritual power, the ability to continue Elijah's prophetic work, but in times two of the capacity that Elijah operated in. I am praying that whatever benchmark that you have had, Elijah was Elisha's benchmark of what it is to walk with God in his own instance, what it is to be used by God. Whatever your benchmark is financially, for some people, I don't want to mention names, their benchmark financially will be, you know, a name comes to your mind. If you want to be as, you know, your benchmark financially as a person, whether the person is living or not, you know, a name comes to your mind. A name comes to my mind. For mine. God will do double for you in the name of Jesus. whatever your benchmark is spiritually, maybe, I don't want to mention names again, your benchmark is this certain person spiritually, yours will be doubled in the name of Jesus. And God promises spiritual restoration for his people in Isaiah 61. God promises the people restoration and blessings. For some of you, you've gone through some challenging situation. God is bringing you into double portion of restoration in the name of Jesus. Now, again, it is if it resonates with you, if you believe that for your life, if you receive it, that is when you should say amen. If it does not concern you, you can just do like this to me, the pastor, you could, good job. but these words that by the grace of God are incubated from and in the presence of God that is being spoken over you today. So if you will receive them, we'll be glad. For every trouble, God will give you double honor in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61:7 says, instead of shame, you will receive a double portion in the name of Jesus. Instead of disgrace, you will receive and rejoice in your inheritance in the name of Jesus. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you understand how the world functions, when God is blessing you, inadvertently, some people will be beefing you. Now, if you know very well, in God's Favorite House, we are God focused. We are not enemy focused. However, even God himself has an arch enemy. Lucifer, that pitched his tent against the throne of God. What a very foolish decision to make, because it's a lost battle. And guess what? As foolish as it is to pitch your tent against the throne of the highest, the children of the devil are doing the same thing concerning God's children. But likewise, like their father, they will fail in the name of Jesus. Revelations 18:6 says to us that double portion can also represent judgment. It speaks of the fall of Babylon. It says, give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what has been done. Pour her a double portion of trouble from your cup. Everyone that is pitched his tent against your destiny, God will pour his double portion of trouble into their lives in the name of Jesus. And for you that is a child of God, my assignment is pretty straightforward. Is to speak these words into your life, and these words, you will come back and testify to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. You that is a child of God, the encouragement for you is, my grandmother would say, takuti Jesu, you know? Do you know? Let me interpret that. Takuti Jesu. Takuti Jesu means hold on to Jesus and die there. You know, Gen Z think that they are the one that formed we died there. No, they've been doing we died there since, you know. And it is takuti Jesu. Hold on, and look, there is no one that looks unto Jesus and is ashamed. Your case will not be different. Look, the Bible says that they looked unto him, they were radiant, they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Everyone that looks unto God, God glorifies them. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. You are not about to break God's record. You will not break God's record. In fact, you will hand it over to your children and say, look, I have been young, now I am old. This God is faithful. Serve him. So for you, that's the child of God. Isaiah 37, the word of God to you, verse 31, Isaiah 37, 31 says that once more, a remnant of the kingdom of heaven will take root below and bear fruit above. For you, that is the child of God, you will take root downwards in the name of Jesus. And you will bear fruit upwards in the name of Jesus. Your roots will go down and your fruits will show forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Your case will not be a case of a fruitless root. Neither will your case be the case of a rootless fruit. If a fruitless root is, it can be akin to those believers that are just always boasting about their depth in God, their roots in God, and all that, but we cannot see the fruit of God in their lives. That will not be your portion. The rootless fruit are those that claim to be bearing fruit, but they are not rooted in God. And let me tell you, the wind and the whirlwind that is hitting the world will uproot such people. That will not be your case. In the name of Jesus, you will bear, we grow roots downwards, and you will bear fruit upwards, regardless of the situation, in the name of Jesus. And if you've been with us, I mean, I was explaining that, I think that it was at the communion service of at the beginning of the month, that while, you know, pressing into God about the double portion thing, you know, because when God gives a word, you want to press into it, you want to sit down, you want it to like, you know, soak, you want to soak into it. And I was being led that it is yes, what you've known is double portion of anointing, but what God is saying is that beyond that is double portion of fruitfulness. I'm a student of scriptures, and if you're a student of scriptures, you understand the numerology of the Bible. And I was like, oh wow, 9 September is 9 is the month, is the number for fruitfulness. If I hope you do know that. And you know, so I got really excited. Oh wow. So, but anything like that excites you, there must be a scripture. Otherwise, you are just being excited for nothing. It's just an exercise in entertainment. If there's no scriptural backing. So there must be a scripture. Then this scripture came up. Genesis 48, verse 20. It says, and Jacob blessed the boys. He blessed the boys. Now he crossed his hands and he blessed the boys. That day, with this blessing, the people of Israel will use your name. Oh, let me. I know that I want to. You know, I saw them carrying the cake earlier on. I know that, you know, I want to get out of the way of the other celebrations. But I want to like unpack this a little bit. God will bless you in such a way that generations will say that God, let me use myself as an example, you know, just God will, the generations will say, God will bless you like Femi Munei. Yeah. Imagine that kind of blessing that a whole nation and generations to come, the Jews today, that's the blessing they give their children. That God will bless you like, and I can begin to call names, but let's stay on track. He says, they will use your name when they give a blessing. He says, they will say, may God make you as prosperous as Ephraim. Stay with me. And Manasseh. If we read this passage of scripture, we may just think it's just, okay, God is just using words. No, he isn't. And he goes on to say, in this way, Jacob put Ephraim before Manasseh. Ephraim before Manasseh. The conditioning of Manasseh is about, the summary of Manasseh is about the conditions of the situation around Jacob. That was how the name Manasseh came into being. But God was crossing his hand and was like, Ephraim before Manasseh. What does Ephraim mean? Ephraim means doubly blessed, doubly fruitful, literally, to be doubly fruitful. So God was crossing his hand and he was saying, be fruitful in spite of your circumstances. Your fruitfulness comes first. Be fruitful. Ephraim before Manasseh. Ephraim means twice fruitful. Double portion of fruitfulness. Double fruitfulness. Doubly fruitful. Your life will be described as Ephraim. In the name of Jesus. Regardless of the setback you've had, there's someone here that if these are genuine concerns of yours, if you look around you, it's like all the cars are passing you by. By the time God is done with you, by the time God is done with you, you will be the gold standard. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Ephraim! Before Manasseh! Ephraim! Before Manasseh! Ephraim! Double fruitfulness before right conditions. Many people want right conditions before fruitfulness. They want right conditions. Like the story I was telling you about, I sat in front of this number two nation, the person in this nation, very powerful man. His house was like on a hill, like a mountain. so to speak. And I was telling him about Jesus, and he was saying to me, I have a Nigerian, the number one person criminal in their land is a Nigerian. The guy is about to be executed. And he's like, I have another Nigerian in front of me, telling me about God. If we wait until our nation is perfect, we will not fulfill our destiny. You have to fulfill your destiny in spite of your nation. You have to fulfill your destiny in spite of your family. For some of us, we want our family situations to improve. God says, no, Ephraim before Manasseh. Ephraim before Manasseh. We want how can I even say that I'm a child of God when this is going on in my life? God says, say you're a child of God in spite of what is going on in your life. And what is going on in your life will change to align with the fact that you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Ephraim before Manasseh. Ephraim before Manasseh. Doubly fruitful. Double portion. And you know, one of the testimonies, you know, thank God for, you know, the fruit of the womb. You know, I mean, we are grateful for it. We do not take it for granted. You know, if you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, we will carry your children. We will rejoice with you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your time has come. In the name of Jesus, to be doubly fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that testimony said that how you know, or rather, what, I don't know, I can't quote it directly, but we all heard it. I mean, the lady was saying, her husband says that if you can account for everything in your life, you God's might has not been revealed. God will do the double there, you know. I know we are mathematicians, and you know, when we say double, we are looking at times two. But God's double is not always times two. I wish we had time to unpack this. You know, God's double talks about multiplication. When he says you will have a double portion, talk about a multiple fold. It is the multiplicity of it that is being emphasized. Praise the name of the Lord. Just to mention, of course, I mean, before we pull the curtain on this, that not everything double is good, though. Not everything double is good. Not everything double is good. You know, for instance, you know, double-mindedness is not good. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. If God is God, save him. Save him. For some of you, you've been coming to God's favorite house. Thank God for all the words that have been coming. You're just sitting down on the fence. If God is God, serve God. Plug in and serve him. A double-minded person is not very useful to God, you know, and to themselves. Jesus would say, if you want to be hot in Revelations, be hot. If you want to be cold, be cold. Don't be hot and cold and hot and cold and hot and cold. Hallelujah. Amen. So, as we wrap things up, I want to leave you with this word. And I want you to remember this. I want you to remember that the smallest seed can grow into the greatest and most fruitful tree. I want you to write it down. Remember, it's the word of God to you, that the smallest seed Can you keep it up? Can grow. Thank you. Into the greatest and the most fruitful tree. Don't despise the small seed. Don't say they are saying fruitfulness. I look at my own. Don't do that. That small seed. That small seed. You will come back and testify in the name of Jesus. That small seed. Heaven will breathe upon it. The breath of God will come upon it. The life of God will come upon it. And it will grow into a mighty, fruitful tree.
Amen.
I want to pray with you, or rather, we want to pray with you. If you look at your life without God, your life is without God, and you're like, what can God do with this useless seed? Your life looks like a seed that is not fruitful and not going anywhere. We want to pray with you. You want to accept Jesus. You've never accepted Jesus. I'm not talking about you're a child of God and you're struggling. No. I mean, when the therapy comes, we are going to pray that also. You know. But you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to put your life as a seed in His life, in His hands. And I'm going to turn it over to the RP now. RP, over to you.
You can begin to pray and just call out to Him and say, Lord, I need you in my life. I need you in my life. I surrender my heart to you as a seed. Plant your glorious story in me in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for everyone that is surrendering their hearts to you today. We ask our Lord and our God that as they've taken this bold step, our Father, that you come in and change their lives, transform their stories, and use their story for your glory. Honor and glory be given to you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Can we give a clap offering unto the Lord? Congratulations for everyone that has given their lives to the Lord this morning.